Good evening and welcome to our 6:30 Summer Commissioning Special. This evening we are looking forward to hearing from those involved in Summer Mission.
If you don't already know, this is Mark. He's our youth minister here. And my name is Laura. I am a youth and children's intern here at Kirkie Baptist. So you're very welcome to... Ooh, I got a show. You're very welcome here and we're really glad that you're here.
Why don't you turn and say hi and welcome those around you? Introduce yourself if you don't know them. Okay, do continue the conversation after the service. We are also tonight continuing or finishing our series in Revelation as we've been exploring a message to the church from the seven letters of Revelation. Let me read the words of Psalm 105, the first four verses. Give praise to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing his praises. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. Always. Will you pray for us, Laura?
Yeah, let's pray. God, thank you that you dwell here with us and within us. Thank you, Father, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us today. So, Father, we pray that we would open our hearts to hear you, that we would be sensitive to your spirit and to what you are saying and doing in us this evening. You are welcome here, Father. In your name, amen.
Amen. Enough from us. We would like to hear from you. We know that there's a few here involved specifically in Summer Mission. And could you just stand up for us if you are involved in SU Holidays? If you're involved in leadership of SU Holidays, please stand up. And we're going to run around with mics and hear where you're going, what you're going to be doing. And also, if there's any specific prayer requests, do you want to go on this side, Laura, and I'll go on this side? I'll let you start.
So where are you going, Kirsty?
Yeah, we're going to LM1.
Yeah.
We go on Friday.
Camp starts on Saturday.
But yeah.
Any prayer points?
Just pray for the kids in each of the groups. Yeah, we have There's a lot of young kids going this year, like really little ones. So,
got a lot less campers.
Campers as well this year. So,
thanks.
Okay, that's LM1. Pray for particularly the smaller, or not smaller, the younger kids attending that camp. What about you guys?
KX4, woohoo!
KX4. Who else is on? Who else is on KX4?
Stephen and Irene. Katie and Janet, us two, and Erica. I don't know if she's here. No, Erica
okay.
as well.
And what can we be praying for specifically for KX1?
Four.
What about, no, we don't pray for KX1, we pray for KX4.
No.
Okay,
no.
What?
Actually, I might just hijack it and say, can we pray for SU camps generally?
Okay.
I'm part of the team who puts together the camp lists, and we're really, really short this year, particularly of cooks and assistant cooks. I don't know if you're on social media, you'd have seen our media guys singing today. It's gone out today. So we really are desperate. So please it would be great if anybody is available at all. Have a chat. Give us a ring in the office. But for KX4, Kenny probably would be a better person to tell you exactly what the prayer needs are.
Okay, jumping to Kenny.
Okay, just more kids. We're quite short of kids this year. Numbers seem to be down for... We're not entirely sure why, so just a few more kids would be really good.
Okay.
We've got 20 kids coming, so it'll be good for them, but it'd be nice to have a few more. We've got a few weeks till camp, so time for them to book up.
Brilliant. So KX4, and for more kids, and generally for cooks and assistant cooks, what about the McDonald clan?
We're going to LM1.
LM1? Woo. Woo. Who else is going, was that?
How many of us are going?
Oh, man. Like, so everybody else that's standing. Oh, no, not Heather, not Heather. What can we be praying for LM1?
One of the important things is we've got additional training for leaders this year. So we've got guest speakers coming to help with training on gender and things like that. So prayer for the additional trainers that are coming, and also for the young leaders that are going to be in those sessions. That would be really helpful.
Brilliant. Let's be praying for that. Please take a seat if we've managed to get round to you. So that's for the additional trainers that are going through some tricky subjects and the younger leaders that will be involved there. Okay, Heather's still standing.
I'm going to Glenchey, so GS1.
Okay, brilliant. Who's going with you?
Oh, I think I'm the only one.
Only one? Yeah. You're the sole leader?
No. Okay. just the only one from this church. But prayer for the weather, because I looked at it the other day and it's looking quite rainy. And also just for the young kids to just get so excited about Jesus and the Bible and the new Dear Theo book that all the SU camps are doing this year.
Great. Love that. Love that. When is it?
The week after next. The same as LM1.
The week after GS1. Next. So the week after next. So the weather forecast will be reasonably accurate. No, it won't. Not, don't worry. It will change. Pray for the weather.
Yeah, I'm LM1 again, but I also wanted to say I'm leading worship at the big celebration at the end of, mid-August, which is like an SU big event to kind of celebrate what's happened over the year. So, it would just be good to get prayer for that. And we led last year and it was really good, so we're just kind of praying for like a good response again this year.
Okay, and have we got other people involved in that?
Yes, quite a few. Elliot, quite a few other people. The youth band, kind of at 6:30. So.
So Elliot's involved and he's not standing up. Should we get Elliot to stand up?
There's other people too.
Oh, thanks, Elliot. Okay, let's be praying for the big celebration at the end of mid-August. Okay, thanks. What about you guys?
We're at LM1 as well.
But you're still standing?
But we're still standing. There's always things to pray
okay,
for.
Good.
This year, as McDonald said, it's a slightly smaller camp than it's been before. There's a lot of kids who have been for a few years and maybe haven't quite connected with the message we're trying to portray. And just like... prayer that, like, if it was our last year at camp this year, that they really find some meaning in the week as well as all the fun activities.
Brilliant. Engagement in the message. That's what it's all about. Laura, what about your side? We've got a few stuff.
Beth, where are you going?
I'm going to GS6 with Audrey and George Chalmers.
Yep. With who, sorry, Beth? Audrey and George Chalmers. Brilliant.
Okay. And do you have any prayer points for GS6?
Just that we'll bond as a team and like be able to work together well. Yeah.
Thank you. And you guys are all LM1, right? Yeah. Do you have any other prayer points for LM1?
Oh, we're doing KX5 as well.
Oh, yeah. KX5. Go for KX5.
There's so many numbers and codes. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm not.
Yeah. So we're doing KX5 as well. Me and Nathan. It's my first time, but he's been there before, so he's probably better to ask about prayer points.
It's a lot less senior team members than usual this year, so it's quite a younger team. The team leader, Dave Clipston's got some new people involved, so kind of praying that with kind of team collective. It's usually a smaller camp, but I think they've got kind of the main spaces they're looking at between 40 and 50 campers, so just pray for the campers as well.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nathan. Pray for the younger team. Brilliant. Fantastic. What we're going to do is we're going to go through a few things, and then as a church, we will be praying. So remember these prayer points as we go.
Yeah, and next we have a video from the people who are going to Camp Wilmot. So Camp Wilmot is in America, and we've got Rachel Allen who's going out in a week. Yeah, so Rachel Allen is going out next week, but just now we've got three of the young girls who are in our youth and young adult house groups here at Kirkie. So we've got a wee video from them, from Camp Wilmot.
And this is Claire, and we are part of Rachel and Andy's house group. We're off to Camp Wilmot just now in New Hampshire. It's a Christian youth camp that we're going to be volunteering at for the next couple of weeks.
We're off for 3 weeks and we're going to work with the children and youth there. We're going to be involved in staff training, working with nature, arts and crafts, music, and helping lead our groups in Bible activity.
We would really appreciate your prayer for safe travels and that we just really enjoy ourselves and that we don't get too homesick and that we're healthy the whole time, but just as well that God would really guide us in any difficult situations that we might have with kids and any situations that we've not been in before, and that we would really grow in our relationship with each other and with everyone there and also with God. So thanks so much for praying for us, we really appreciate it.
So let's be praying for, that's Erin, Sarah and Claire and Rachel out at Camp Wilmot. Now, who's involved in... Oh, what's next? Sorry.
Next, we're going to pray for those who are involved with Abernethy, so who are going up to Abernethy this summer, to any of the centres this summer to do summer stuff or ESL.
Any Abernethy team members?
I can see Connor and I can see Cammy.
Yay! Where's Connor?
Go on, Connor.
Oh, there he is. Right, you go to Connor, I'll go to Cammy. Cammy, what are you going to be doing? What can we pray for?
I'm going to be part of the maintenance team.
Was this on?
I'm going to be part of the maintenance team with Connor. And yeah, we're just going to be cutting grass for a few weeks.
So as you're cutting grass for a few weeks, anything we can be praying for? Focus?
just for the kids that come to the camps, when they're in their small groups and stuff, just that they can just connect with the teaching and stuff. I think Des is speaking one of the camps, so pray for him for good speaking.
Thanks, Cammy. Pray for good speaking. Brilliant. Was there anything more from Connor?
Yeah, we've got a new camp this year called Rooted in Wild for 16 to 21-year-olds, so just pray that as well. Yeah.
Okay, Rooted and Wild?
Yeah.
The older ones going to that camp. These guys, are you involved in maintenance as well, Connor?
Cammy's boss.
What's that?
Cammy's boss.
He's Cammy's boss. as these guys are on maintenance, you know, they will be working hard on the maintenance team, but they'll also be involved in small groups and discipling the young people that are coming to the camp. So let's be praying for these guys and the wider team there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else involved in Abernethy this summer?
Alex McKechnie.
Okay, sweet.
Let's be praying for Alex. Now I'd like to welcome someone very special up to the platform. Please welcome Julia. Come on, Julia. Take your time. We are glad, Julia, that's how we say it. We are glad Julia's here, because you had a serious car accident just recently, didn't you, Julia?
Yep, on Tuesday, someone hit me head on.
So we are very thankful that God has kept her, and she is here. Now, Julia, what's happening later in summer for you?
So hopefully on the 21st of July, I'll be moving to Cornwall to join the Navy. But that's dependent on next Monday, I go on a 4-day course, and I need to pass that in order to start on the 21st of July. So that's just like running tests and swimming tests, and like basically they kind of like test your mental strength by being really horrible to you. So yeah, just some prayer for that, because it's quite hard.
And from then, how often will you be able to be back? Because we don't want to say goodbye, Julia.
So if I get to go on the 21st of July, I'll only be gone for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'll be home for the whole of August, and then I'll be gone until probably like early March, but I get like a Christmas leave for like 2 weeks, so I'll be kind of here and there, but mainly down there until March.
Brilliant. Big change of direction, but exciting.
Yep.
And we would love to be praying for you as that next chapter approaches, Julia. So let's be remembering Julia. Anything else that you'd share, Julia?
Next week when, sorry, just one thing that I'm like stressed about. Next week, like with the run, God did not give me the gift of running. which is really sad for me. So I find it really hard. So just prayer for my run, which is next Tuesday, because, yeah, I'm stressed. But, yeah, cool. That's it.
And continued healing, because you're still struggling with a wee bit of whiplash from the accident. So let's be praying for Julia. Quick recovery and a quick run.
Yep.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's give up for Julia.
And now we're going to pray for or hear from all those involved in Holiday Club this summer. So if you're involved in Holiday Club, please stand.
Stand up. Oh, Steph's here. Yes, I was just looking. Brilliant. Here you are, Steph. Tell us a wee bit about Holiday Club. What's the theme? How many are booked on? What we can be praying for? We're on.
Oh, no. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So, Holiday Club this year, the theme is backpackers. We are going to be sharing the Easter story, the story of the week leading up to Jesus' death and resurrection. You can see lots of people standing here. We have between 60 and 70 volunteers signed up at the moment. We currently have 83 kids signed up, and I haven't collected the boxes from the schools yet. So we are big on numbers for this point in the year. So yeah, so pray for logistics, because we might have to look at how we manage. We don't want to turn kids away. It's too good an opportunity. We're welcoming. We want to open our doors and let them in. So yeah, logistics, safety. With that number, with large numbers of children running around, safety's, yeah, really up there on the prayer list. Energy. For these guys who will be serving on this mission field and here. And just that we're able to plant seeds of that gospel message. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Steph. Thank you. Let's look around, look at our Holiday Club team. I think we should give them a big cheer for being involved. Well done, guys. Okay, grab a seat. Anyone else involved in Summer Mission that we've not covered yet? We realise that we've just scratched the surface. And I'm sure others will know of other people that we've not named. What we'd love is, as a church, that we could be praying for these things that we've just shared. If you are comfortable, feel free to just disconnect your chairs and make wee huddles if you can, if there's space. And just in smaller groups, why don't we pray for these things and these people and the things that they have shared? So let's take some time to do that, please. Let's go. Feel free to move to make yourselves more comfortable so that you can hear each other. If you are not comfortable, that's okay. You can just stay quiet. That's okay.
We're just going to go into a time of worship. Feel free to keep praying. We're going to take the offering in the first song. If you're just a guest here, feel free to pass the bucket along. But if you're comfortable to stand, then let's stand.
As Mark comes to speak your word, Lord, we just pray that our hearts will be open to hear from you, and that we'll just stay set afire for you. Amen.